This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Esther Yunji Kang, and this is The Rundown. Members of Congress yesterday portrayed Northwestern University students who participated in a pro-Palestinian encampment as an anti-Semitic, pro-terrorist mob. It was part of a hearing questioning Northwestern President Michael Shull about his decision to negotiate with activists. Northwestern professor Elizabeth Shackman Hurd says the depiction of students was inaccurate and ignored the many Jewish students who took part.
All of the Jews who are on these meadows and, you know, quads who are saying, you know, we don't stand for this, not in our name. They were completely invisibilized. I mean, I don't expect them to dominate the narrative, but they were literally, it's like they don't exist.
Shackman Hurd says there's a difference between criticism of Israel and anti-Semitism, and that the committee failed to acknowledge that. Chicago Public Schools is on the verge of adopting a policy that instructs schools to create safety plans without police officers and with a focus on emotional support and building trust. At the board meeting Thursday, CPS officials laid out the framework. Lynn Morton is with a group that's been working for more than 15 years on removing officers from schools.
We know that people are nervous about that. But let's keep in mind, all of us, that real discipline is about education. It's about learning.
CPS officials say the police department will provide patrols at dismissal for schools that will be losing officers. Over the next month, parents, students, and others can weigh in on the policy, which will be up for approval in July. Public special education day schools in Illinois could soon see more funding opportunities. Day schools are separate facilities for kids who can't learn in a traditional school setting. Currently, school districts get tuition reimbursements from the state for placing kids in private day schools, but not public ones. State Representative Michelle Mussman says her bill is aimed at creating parity between public and private schools.
Whether they send them to a non-public setting or a public setting, meaning they can more authentically allow the needs of the student to direct which is the best fit placement. I think this is a reasonable compromise to rebalance funding for our highest cost special education students.
Mussman says there will be no additional cost to the state. The bill has passed both chambers and now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker for his signature. In other state house news, the Illinois Senate advanced a pair of health care measures that will ban, among other things, step therapy and prior authorization for crisis mental health care. The measures would also crack down on what are referred to as ghost networks and make short-term limited-duration insurance plans illegal. Democratic State Senator Laura Fine of Glenview says there are a lot of conditions these so-called junk plans don't cover.
They are not required to cover ambulatory patient services, emergency services, hospitalization, pregnancy, maternity, and newborn care, mental health and substance use disorder services, prescription drugs, preventative and wellness services, including chronic disease management and pediatric services.
Governor Pritzker made these ideas priorities during his combined State of the State and budget address earlier this year. The measures now head to the House for consideration. A court-appointed monitor is out with a new report on Chicago's police reform progress. The monitor overseeing the city's policing consent decree says that as of the end of 2023, Chicago was at some level of compliance with nearly 90% of its federal consent decree requirements. However, for most of those requirements, the city was only in preliminary compliance, the lowest possible level. In an opinion piece in the Sun-Times, Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says CPD has made more progress in 5 years than any other American city under a consent decree. Today's weather, it will be partly cloudy early in the day, then scattered thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. with highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow, generally sunny, a little cooler. The high will be 71 degrees. That's it for now. Coming up later today, Rundown host Aaron Allen talks with the author of a book of 500 spots to visit in Chicago.
I tried really hard to not include the bean, but nothing against the bean. But the fact of the matter is, like, kids love it.
Yeah, leave it to a mirror to be simple and interactive.
Yes, yes.
Lauren Vera talks about her book, 500 Hidden Secrets of Chicago. That's today at 1 p.m. I'm Esther Yunji Kang. Thanks for listening.